Okay, Shavua Tov, everybody. So it falls out this year that Re'eh is the parsha for Shabbos Mevarchim Rosh Chodesh Elul. So, the themes of Tshuva are already very much hanging over our minds. And what could be more appropriate than the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, which is the classical expression of Bechira Chavshis, Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lifneichem Hayom, Biracha Uklala, Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lifneichem, right? Then it's in front of us. So the Rambam, it seems so obvious in retrospect, but of course it's a reflection of his, godless, incredible koach of organization and clarity of thought. So the Rambam, of course, dealt with the topic of Bechira Chavshis specifically right in the middle of Hilchos Tshuva. Perek Hei was the classical formulation of Bechira Chavshis, and Perek Vav is the, some of the questions that come up with unmitigated Bechira Chavshis. So how do we reconcile that with some other issues, etc.? So it's really Perek Hei of Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam deals with the notion of Rishus Nesuna, Tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu, and Rasha Ki Ravam ben Nevat. And there he quotes heavily from Sefer Dvarim, Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lifneichem Hayom, Biracha Uklala. Now, I think what's equally important, and this calls to mind actually a passage in the 10th chapter of Hilchos Tshuva, is the way that the Torah chooses to present the next two psukim. Again, you would say, okay, so the bracha is, if you perform the mitzvah, so you'll be rewarded, and the klala is if, Rachmana Litzlan, people neglect or violate mitzvah saseh and lo saseh respectively, so they will be given a klala, as we saw at the end of Parsha Sekev, Ayam Shemoa Tishmo Mitzvosai, Hishamru Lachem, Pen Yifta Levavchem, classical Schar V'onish. But that's not actually the way, if you read the Psukim very carefully, the way that the Torah chooses to present it. Es HaBracha, Asher Tishmu, Na Mitzvos Hashem Elokechem, Asher Anochi Mitzvah Eschem Hayom, V'ha Klala, Im Lo Sishmu'un Al Mitzvos Hashem Elokechem, Asher Anochi Nosein Lifneichem Hayom. So again, the Psukim can be understood to say the bracha will come, Asher Tishmu'un V'ha Klala, Im Lo Tishmu'un, so then the klala will come. But the actual words of the psukim actually recommend, at least equally, if not more so, an alternative perspective. Es habracha, asher tishmu'un al mitzvos Hashem alukechem, v'ha klala im lo tishmu'un al mitzvos Hashem alukechem. So with this deliberate ambiguity, what the Torah is saying is that the ultimate bracha is to live a life in accordance with Ritzon Hashem, with Devar Hashem. This is the classical notion of schar mitzvah, a mitzvah, not just the opportunity to perform another mitzvah, but the ultimate reward for doing a mitzvah is living a life in accordance with the chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim that were referred to at the beginning of Parshas Va'eschanan. And this indeed is precisely what the Rambam had in mind when he gives his classical expression in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva, Va'oved Me'ava, right? Laso says ho'emes mipnei shehu emes, that the ultimate oved mitoch ahava is somebody who does the ratzon Hashem out of a sense of avas Hashem, and also because avas lefi yidia, an understanding and appreciation that these are chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim, that to live in accordance with the ratzon of the tmim deos, to quote from the Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, is the ultimate reward in life. If one is given a choice between living a noble life or an ignoble life, one doesn't say, well, okay, tell me what rewards or punishments will come along with that. I'd be prepared to live an ignoble life if you'll pay me off for it. Chalila v'chas. Who would think in those terms? So yes, it's true. We do believe in schar v'onesh, right? We don't want to make the mistake of tzedok and baitus, when Antignosh said, "Al tiu kavadim hamishamshim esarav al menas lekabel pras, al hevu kavadim hamishamshim esarav, either al menas shelo lekabel pras, which I love, or shelo al menas lekabel pras." But I love the nusach of al menas shelo lekabel pras. That our attitude should be is that we're not looking for any extrinsic reward, but living a life of shmiras Torah mitzvos is intrinsically noble and valuable. It's like a fascinating thing. But just to give a very prosaic, maybe, example of this phenomenon is Kibud Avim. So we just had the reiteration of the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Veschanan. Kabed es avicha v'esimecha, kasher tzivcha, Hashem lokecha, laman yarichun yamecha, man yivtav lach, al ha'adama, asher Hashem lokecha, nosein lach. So it's true that Kibud Avim, in a very fascinating way, you know, matan schara betzida, right? The Torah tells us that we'll be given a reward for performing this mitzvah. But would anybody imagine for a second that living a life of kibud avaim, somehow the reason that we do that is because of the reward? It's incomparable. Eino doma, somebody who lives life with a reverence for previous generations. Somebody who lives life with a sense of hakara satov for their mother and father who spent countless hours caring for them when they were helpless infants, guiding them when they were young children, supporting them when they were adolescents, counseling them when they were adults, ad yom ha'acharon. How could you possibly compare somebody who lives that lifestyle to somebody who is a derelict in the most basic expression of hakaras hatov, somebody who's a narcissist and has no appreciation for what other people have done for them, somebody who's chadashim mikarov ba'ulo sarumavo seichem, who isn't machshiv previous generations and the wisdom of Zechariah Moshe Rabbeinu Shlosh Dor V'Dor? It's hardly the case that the value of kibud av v'aim is established by leman yarichun yamecha leman yitavlach. So that's precisely the way that the Torah expresses the idea of bracha uklala. The bracha is es habracha asher tishmeu na mitzvot Hashem Elokeichem. There's no bracha that could compare with the bracha of living in accordance with the Ratzon Hashem. Ha'klala im lo tishmeu el mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem asher anochin osim lifneichem ayom. So it's true that we firmly believe in the end that there is gemul, that there is charva onesh, but that's not the reason that we do these things. The reason that we do these things is because we have an understanding that to live a noble life, to live a life of chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim, to live a life of, about which we said, you know, cha'am chacham v'gadol, ha'goy ha'gadol, ha'zakimi goy gadol, asher lo chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim. So that is the ultimate bracha, and the inverse of that, of course, is a klala of untold proportions.